The Independence of Miss Mary Bennett by Colleen McCullough, narrated by Jen Taylor.
Chapter 1. The long late light threw a gilt mantle over the skeletons of shrubs and trees scattered through the Shelby Manor gardens. A few wisps of smoke, smudged at their edges, drifted from the embers of a fire kindled to burn the last of the fallen leaves. And somewhere a stay-behind bird was chattering the tuneless nocturne of late autumn. Watching the sunset from her usual seat in the bay window, Mary felt a twisting of her heart at its blue-gold glory, soon to be a memory banked inside the echoing spaces of her mind. How much longer? Oh, how much longer? Came the rattle and tinkle of the tea tray as Martha bore it in. She deposited it carefully on the low table flanking the wing chair in which the mistress of Shelby Manor slumbered. Sighing, Mary turned from the window and took her place, setting a delicate cup in its frail saucer, then another for herself. How lucky they were to have old Jenkins, still harvesting an occasional cucumber from his frames, and how lucky that Mama relished cucumber slices atop her bread and butter. She would wake to see the treat sitting on a sprightly doily, and care not that the cake was 3 days old. "Mama, tea has arrived," said Mary. Bundled in shawls and wraps, the little round body jerked, its little round face puckered up peevishly, scowled at being roused. Then the faded blue eyes opened, saw the cucumber atop the bread and butter, and a preliminary joy began. But not before the everyday complaint was uttered.
"Have you no compassion for my poor nurse?"